Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Jamie.
Well, do you know where Mitch is?
I have no idea.
I've heard rumours he's wandering shoeless in Western Sydney.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yes.
He likes to hang around the studio with no shoes on.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Poor producers. Yeah. So, Michael, what have you been out and about seeing in the film world this week?
Well, do you like fairy tales, Jamie?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's no real answer to that, but yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, good, good. Everyone loves a good fairy tale, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this one is a fairy tale of sorts. I guess it's The Huntsman, Winter's War.
Ah, the Snow White film with Kristen Stewart was the original?
That is correct. Yes, you're onto it. But the Winter's War, this one doesn't have Kristen Stewart in it. It's got Chris Hemsworth in it. It's got Jessica Chastain in it. It's got Emily Blunt in it. And Charlize Theron does reappear in it as well. So
right.
There's a few from the original film, but
yeah.
couple of new cast members. It's directed by a guy called Cedric Nicholas Troyan. I had to look at his IMDb profile, and it suggests he's more of a visual effects guy
right.
rather than a director.
plot guy.
Yes, well, and that'll become obvious if you go and see this film. Look, the story is sort of a prequel, and yet it's also a sequel to the original. Obviously, I guess the producers didn't want Kristen Stewart sneering her way through another fairy tale.
She's being sullen somewhere else.
Yes, she's sulking away somewhere. So they brought in Emily Blunt as Ravenna's sister, Freya. She's the ice queen who lives in the north. And then Jessica Chastain's character, Sarah, she's a butt-kicking egret type character who will help the huntsman in his work. Look, the magic mirror, it's been driving everyone nuts since Ravenna's demise back in film number one. So Snow White, who now runs the kingdom that Ravenna used to run,
right.
has ordered that the magic mirror be hidden. Why she didn't just order the magic mirror be melted down or just
broken.
Smashed
thrown in the sea.
Yeah, is a bit of a mystery. We don't know why that didn't happen. But Freya, of course, finds out about this thing, and she's got spies coming from the north, and she decides that she wants the mirror for herself.
Why does everyone want the mirror? It just tells you, like, who the fairest is. Like, who cares?
Well, there's a bit more to this mirror.
Right.
Anyway,
okay.
Look, but of course, it's like I said, it's up to the huntsman and Sarah with their Scottish accents, and they're only four dwarves. I don't know what happened to the other three. We've only got four dwarves, and there's two female dwarves in this one.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
It's up to those six characters to, first of all, understand each other well enough, because the dwarves have Welsh accents, and I think Sarah and the huntsman, they've been watching Trainspotting too much, because their Scottish accents are so thick.
So
you
half,
almost need some subtitles.
Yeah, you've got like half the United Kingdom's there.
Yes, some of them are represented. So it's up to them to stop Freya's evil plan. I have another question about dwarves in these sort of films. Why aren't real dwarves ever cast in these films? These are normal-sized actors, of course, scaled
down,
shrunken down using CGI. I just wonder why there's no controversy about
Surely
this.
There would be a booming industry.
Well,
you know?
Especially in these fantasy-type films.
Absolutely. It's an outrage. Someone should do something about it.
Well, that's a question to ask those people. Look, like I said, this film looks very pretty. It's directed by a visual effects guy, like right from the CGI effects. So there is one strange effect. Goblins in this world. I think goblins have been heavily borrowed from Planet of the Apes. They look a bit like the apes from Planet of the Apes with horns on their heads. Strange-looking characters. Anyway, look, like I said, the CGI effects are amazing. They're also richly detailed costumes, the landscapes, right down to even the supposedly ugly dwarves. They're actually quite, they're quite handsome to look at, quite nice to look at. And of course, you've got the very genetically gifted main cast of course, very nice to look
at.
Well,
I was going to say, Chris Hemsworth, does he get his shirt off? Because I don't think I've seen a film of late with Chris Hemsworth where he doesn't.
I don't think you'll be disappointed, Jamie.
Oh, good.
There you go. There's a reason for you to see. Look, but unfortunately, the storyline can't really cover up for how beautiful this film looks. The story tries to have a bit each way, resulting in a film which I guess has all the sort of superficial depth of a mirror, if you will.
Right.
It's kind of flat. Look, you're 10 or 11-year-old, they'll probably still love it, but The Huntsman, Winter's War, it's no Princess Bride and may not leave you feeling happily ever after.
The upside is there's no Kristen Stewart sneering in the corner.
Yes, so you might leave with a smile.
Well, Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.